קופאים סיף יוצא אני נכנס לסיף זה להיקח חלק ובפנינו לשם השם יהיה רד פסוק זה הליכחנו מהנכנו ואחר כך בפנינו לא in the olden times they had these shamoshim that bring out the food it says you should not give your portion to the shamash maybe something can happen What the bad things can happen? So there's Jotham. The Bat says that the chash is that it's going to look like he doesn't like this portion, and it's going to cause the Baal Bayit to feel bad and get angry at him by giving away your portion. So instead of giving it directly to the hands of the shamash, you could just leave it and then afterwards give it to the shamash. You shouldn't do it so directly. The Rosh says another strategy, you shouldn't give it away because maybe the next course that you're expecting to come will not come and then you're going to want it back. Wait till the end of the meal and see what happens. Morgan Avram says that a person makes a suda, step eretz, to for the Baal HaBayis to give drinks to everybody. Siv Yutes, Ochem Nechnos Neitzel Baal HaBayis and Rosh Hashem Litzel Lefnei Litzel Lefnoi or Le'abdu Shal Baal HaBayis Elam Kein Lothu Rishus Mi Baal HaBayis. Guests that are coming to Baal HaBayis, they're not allowed to take food and give it to the son or the servant of the Baal HaBayis. It's a kind of chacham because it's a story in the Gemara in Chulin that a person brought three guests and they didn't have much food and they gave each one an egg and the sweet son of the Baal HaBayis came in and each one of those three people gave his portion to this young child. Then the father saw his young child with all the eggs. He got very upset. He thought his young child stole them from the adults, and he gave him a slap, and he killed him. And when the mother saw that the son was dead, she jumped off the roof. And when he saw that his wife was dead, he also jumped off. We want to avoid these unpleasant situations, and therefore one should not feed the children without the consent of the Baal HaBayis. Magen Avraham says, they told me that this whole thing is when there's a that there was poverty and there was concern that if the child gets it, that it will look like he's taken away from the portion of the adults. But if there's an abundance of food, then one can give to the child because there's always enough left afterwards and the father wouldn't take it as if he's taken away from the guests. Also, if they finished eating, anyone can give to the children for the leftovers. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings the Shemen Rekeach, says, Shemen Machmir. Be mocked by that. It's better if it's not your things. Don't do chazan with other people's possessions. Sifchof, Nikia Dat Yerushalayim, Lo Yimisuv Mesudelim Ken Yoidim Mi Meitzev Imoim. If Neishik Neid Lutam Lachol Leishem Amoris, the fine Jews of Yerushalayim would not eat a meal with people they don't know. The Shavuah says it's even a Sudas Mitzvah. He should not eat with these people because it's not covered Lutam Lachol to eating together with Amaratsa. Yeah. And Lamaisa, the Aloha says that it's not so posh that even by Suda Smitsud this is a problem because you're not there to socialize with the Amaratsa. You're there, Adaratsa, Mechav the Mitzvah to bring them up. So he says there's room to be more maker, especially if Tamit Chochem does not involve himself in petty conversations that are going around it. If two people are eating together and have a shamish, it's assumed that they would be happy for him to eat with them, because they want to have a mezuzah, so he doesn't have to ask permission. The three people, they don't need the shamish for the mezuzah, then he has to get permission to eat with them.